spiritual perspective to get.
Andrew, obviously you guys are feeling pretty good about your game of late.
Well, I guess the last two. I mean, I guess we're we blew that one in Minnesota and against Minnesota, but we're all right. I think we're starting to figure it out a little bit. The Nashville game was definitely our best. The Nashville and the Vegas games have been our best for sure. It was a good one last night. It was kind of a grinder last night for sure. Not a lot of prettiness going on, but tied, you know, going into the third in a playoff, you know, a team that's fighting for their playoff lives. That's a good third period win for us. But tomorrow's going to be, you know, the test, right? So, and that's what we talked about in the room. You know, we've kind of had one-off games that have been really good, but we got to be able to string some together and find that consistency.
Did you like your role last night on the line that you played on?
Yeah, you know what? That's the role I ultimately want to be in. You know, I believe that I can be a third-line center in the NHL. So, you know, I tried to, you know, use that as an opportunity, you know, going forward. And, you know, I thought we played, you know, decently well. It was kind of one of those games where there's a lot of in-betweens and not a lot of clean plays being made for either team. So, obviously that 1 3-minute shift kind of killed me a little bit. But other than that, I thought, you know, first shift we get a goal. You know, fortunately I was out for the empty netter. I thought PK was pretty solid other than, you know, like the block shot goes right to Foligno's stick. So, yeah, I like the opportunity for sure.
On a shift like that, when you know it's happening, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to say to yourself, don't get running around?
Yeah, well, I think icing helps. Just give yourself 20 seconds to kind of retool mentally. And we were able to win the faceoff, just kind of didn't get it deep enough out so we could get a change. So kind of got pinned back again. But in a scenario like that, you kind of pack the house and then try and find a man from there. And then it's just grinded out. So you kind of lose focus mentally a little bit just because you're trying to catch your breath. You got everyone, like there are five guys who are rotating everywhere. So usually in that situation, trying to collapse the house and then find a guy from there. But it was definitely a tough circumstance.
Last one for me. At the end of the day, a great way to start the road trip, though?
Yeah, for sure. And getting two in a row, we haven't had two in a row, it feels like, for forever. So that was, yeah, it was important for us. Like I said, against a team that's fighting for their playoff lives. So, and tomorrow's going to be the ultimate test, right? So if we're ready to go tomorrow and we can kind of get things rolling here, then, you know, we're in a good place.
Andrew Paul mentioned, I think it was last season, he looked at that, there was like a five-game stretch where you guys beat some teams that are in similar positions to ones that you're kind of facing on this road trip and then coming home.
Yeah.
He looked at that stretch as kind of a time where the team really took a big step together. It's early in this stretch, but do you kind of look at this as kind of a similar opportunity, just along the same line of stringing some efforts together that you guys like?
Well, I think right after the trade deadline, too, we get some new bodies in here, and, you know, they've seemed to fit in pretty well, you know, on the ice and in the room. So anytime you can get that, you know, team bond going together and you get on a road trip and you get a few wins against some good teams, that's going to make you feel better about, you know, ourselves and our game. So, and then this is the time of the year where you want to start playing well. So you got to kind of get on a roll here in March and kind of just ride that into the playoffs. You don't want to be limping in. So it's important that we find some consistency over the next month.
Just a couple quick ones for me, but on the trade deadline, Blake Wheeler, last night he was talking about Nathan Beaulieu as a guy who has a bit of a chip on his shoulder and has come in here and obviously played well. When you have an athlete or a collection, guys like Lauren Brossoit, maybe Joe Morrow would fit in, guys who have something to prove, what can that do for an athlete when you have a bunch of guys who feel like maybe they didn't get the opportunity they deserve somewhere else, and now they're here to sort of prove otherwise?
Yeah, I think the biggest result of that theory would be Vegas last year, right? That's a team full of guys that had a chip on their shoulder, and they kind of came together collectively over that, I would guess, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you have a chip on your shoulder and you feel like you got something to prove, you always play a little bit better. So, yeah, Nate's come in and done a fantastic job. Obviously, LB's been fantastic all year, so... yeah, I feel like you always play your best hockey when you have something to prove.
Thanks,
Sam. Just maybe a thought on Tampa tomorrow.
Yeah, they're pretty good. it'll be a great test. They're, you know, from their first line to their fourth line, their back end, their goaltending, special teams. They're humming on all cylinders for sure. So we know we got to be at our best.